I'm Thomas Cuttell. I'm the Deputy Executive Secretary in the Pompidou Group.
So you mentioned that the traffickers tend to pay with drugs rather than money. How has this affected the consumption of drugs in the Balkans region?
It has affected it in two ways. First of all, it has brought new drugs into the territory which were previously not part of the user patterns of the user culture. Secondly, where there was increased trafficking in drugs and an increased payment with drugs to the couriers and traffickers, you could observe that prices tended to drop and proliferation and prevalence increased.
You're having this meeting in Ljubljana in December. What is the purpose of this conference?
The purpose of the conference is to bring together the stakeholders from the region, because the region has specific issues. The region has its very specific recent history. And on these conditions, it has to develop its own drug policies and actually has to review what it has done in the previous years in the period of transition, where drug policy development was mainly supported by other countries than themselves.
Given that few countries now talk about the war on drugs, is the issue of tackling drug crime mainly to do with the fact that if we allow drug criminals to proliferate, then that will be a threat to the integrity and the authority of the state?
Well, it has been recognized now for a long time that the threat of drugs to the individual as well as to society, on all types of levels, be it security or health, is one which deals with the supply on the one hand and the demand on the other hand. All issues which deal with substances are supply and demand driven up to an extent. Therefore, it has to be seen that if you tackle supply only in its own right, if you only tackle the criminal dimension of it, you will certainly fail to achieve the results like the global assessment process has shown, which was conducted by the UN, which demonstrated that while a lot of money was invested, that the results at the same time in terms of prevalence and consumption rates did not correlate with it. On the contrary, they kept rising. So a two-pronged approach, on the one hand, to tackle the supply, but equally, on the other hand, to tackle the demand, is at the moment seen as the only balanced approach that could achieve results. So meaning the threats to society certainly exist on the one hand because of the crime associated with the criminal networks, but also on the other hand because of the public health risks which entail drug consumption.
So even though we don't use the term war on drugs, it's absolutely vital for the security of Europe to maintain the pressure on drugs gangs.
Well, absolutely. It is vital to maintain the pressure on all types of criminal gangs. And as long as drugs are criminalized and those substances which are criminalized are dealt with by criminal gangs, the pressure has to be maintained. Absolutely.
You mentioned that Serbia is part of the Pompidou Group. What do you think the Pompidou Group has to offer the countries of the region in terms of, as you say, creating this balanced drug policy?
Mm-hmm. Serbia is a good example for what the Council of Europe, in this case the Pompidou Group, can offer. The Pompidou Group can quite flexibly and quite rapidly meet specific needs on the level of policymakers. For instance, there is the question, how do I develop the implementation of my drug strategy? Here, the Pompidou Group has the expertise of 33 countries, the experience of countries who've done this for a long time, the experience of countries who've recently done this, and we are in the position to facilitate such know-how and assistance rather rapidly. At the same time, we provide a forum where countries, namely governments on eye level, have the opportunity to exchange experiences with each other. This is not very possible for countries who are not members of the European Union. The European Union has its horizontal drugs group, but for countries who are not member of the European Union, there's only the vast forum of the United Nations with way over 180 countries. So to have the opportunity to talk to each other within your regional context is really only facilitated by the Pompidou Group.